Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thanks so much for staying with us. Minister of Police, Minister Mkhunu, has been in Gauteng, really just doing some groundwork. And one of the things he's decided to do is to sign some cooperation agreements with municipalities in Gauteng. And today he was in Ekurhuleni. Ekurhuleni Mayor Dr. Nkosindiphile Gxabaza is on the line with us to talk to us about that walkabout that they did today. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Now, thank you very much for having us and the greeting to you.
You know, we saw some visuals of your walkabout with the minister. Essentially, what were you looking to achieve?
Well, I think the effort is just for political leadership to be on the ground to support the law enforcement officers to ensure that we also get a first-hand experience of the type of challenges that they deal with. But importantly is that we've been, upping our game in as far as community safety is concerned. Mm. And we have then just recently signed a cooperation agreement with the Minister of Police. And really to ensure that the different spheres of government, national government, provincial government, and ourselves as a local government, we pull all the resources together in order to fight crime. What it means is that joint policing, if you look in Ekurhuleni, we've got about 39 police stations. The EMPD has got about 24 police precincts. But if there's greater cooperation just from, where communities can go and report crime, it goes a long way. Combination of vehicles, combination of, the men in blue and the men in brown. We talk about over close to 6,000, SAPS members together with our close 3.6 EMPD together with Mapanya and all that. It should, ensure a serious dent to crime, but only if we're well coordinated, not just a resource sharing, vehicles, technology. We've got fiber that we roll out. We've got cameras that we roll out. We must then be able to capacitate the police station to ensure that that information is used across to fight crime. Mm. And that if we're able to do that coordinated from a, central point, we should, be able to defeat crime. And we were then, ensuring that we do not just sign and leave it there. Mm-hmm. We actually go to the ground and deal with problems. Deal with crime. We in Jimiston today ran an intense operation in Kempton Park, a very intense cooperation, but also in Benoni, a very intense operation looking at all sorts of crime, looking at bylaw enforcement, but we also looked into the Zamazamas, which is one of the areas that is troubling our communities. So We should be able to share the stats. Just today alone, the operations around four, we had about 212 arrests. People who are suspected of sorts of crime, including, of course, illegal immigrants. Some are arrested for trading in found in possession of drugs. Some in possession of illegal firearms. We also raided some bad buildings, hijacked buildings. So we think this goes a long way, really, to give the moral support to our police to actually ensure that they are well supported to fight crime, but also to mobilize communities. I think importantly, how do we get anti-crime units in communities, other securities to actually beef up this effort? We are also looking to also launch, a program called Dying a Gaslami to actually get communities to take charge and be jealous of their own spaces.
Mr. Mayor, you speak of resource sharing, and I think that's very, very crucial across all spheres of government, which is quite encouraging. But we always got the impression, and this is not necessarily pointing a finger at Ekurhuleni, so to speak, but in general, local government. We always got the impression that local government metro police, so to speak, found it difficult to cooperate with the SAPS or vice versa. So I'm not blaming one or the other. Did you get to the bottom of why those tensions existed?
Well, it's a question of well, there's also issues of legislation. South African police services they are provided for in terms of the act to be doing constitutionally policing work,
mm-hmm.
To safeguard citizens of the republic, while Metro Police is an extension from the traffic management, where we then added some component of crime fighting, bylaw enforcement, over and above the traffic management. So there is a certain things that Metro Police can do, and there are certain things that they can't do to effect certain arrests. So they function as an extended mandate from SAPS. For instance, we have to build different units in order to ensure that we deal with crime as we face it. We have units that deal with CIT, that support SAPS to deal with CIT. We've got different units, but they function really within the legal ambit of SAPS. Now, when we sign a cooperation,
mm-hmm.
we're actually saying now we're strengthening this cooperation so that the Metro Police is not hamstrung by issues of legalities, even if we see someone committing an offense. On the other hand, issues of bylaw enforcement, if you look at informal trading, people are trading in counterfeit goods, in food that is not, of quality. Sometimes SAPS can't act there because it is not within, their scope of work. So we are trying to say, let police, in the eyes of the community, they are one. And
that I think in the end, absolutely to your point, legislation dictates that there are different functions at different levels, but the people on the ground, that doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they just want things to work. So
exactly.
The cooperation agreements that you've got, you spoke to the fact that there are resource sharing, elements to it. Anything else we haven't touched on that's going to make a change to actually how we experience our cities and enhancing safety?
Well, we think resource sharing is not just we were in the Imbizo, the presidential Imbizo,
mm-hmm.
in Kigali,
mm-hmm.
where communities were complaining about non-availability of a police station in the area of Kwatema,
yeah.
because of lack of access to land. And the land is in the hands of the local sphere of government. But the local sphere of government can't transfer that land to SAPS without because we're all constrained, we're all legislated, we all
yep.
get audited, and our communities, they want a clean audit. So it's imperative that we then find a cooperative so that it then serves as a basis for us to actually share this type of resources. So it's quite extensive. There's an expectation from SAPS that if, lightning, street lights in a particular area, while it might be viewed as a service delivery issue, SAPS might also, policing might view it as a, as an impediment and so forth. So there's a whole lot of aspects that really we must then begin to work on in a more systematic and deliberate way so that we are then accounting periodically every quarter the leadership must meet and check how far have we gone in ensuring that we enhance, the security. There's various operations that we currently do Operation Chanela, various roadblocks. As I've indicated, that we've got SWAT units within EMPD to assist to fight serious crime like CIT, GBV, and all that. But if it's more structured, it means we don't do it now as and when. We don't do it. It becomes obligatory that we must actually drive this work. And what we're actually appreciating, our communities, they are really looking forward to this joint operation. They want to see us more visible on the ground, not only when the mayor, the premier, and the minister is there. The operations must continue because they give confidence. Even a community that is despondent, they start to see there is action, then they participate with a lot more confidence in fighting crime.
A quick one, Mayor. I almost want to say this is fantastic. I also wish you would bring in other departments. Exactly to your point, these things intertwine at some level. So, yes, you would also want social development to be there. You would also want Home Affairs to be part of this collaboration. I mean, are there plans to expand a bit more on these Definitely. Collaborations with other departments?
Definitely. I mean, today, as we do regular operations that we do, it's not just the policing. Mm. We must ensure that we've got our guys from environmental health, mm-hmm. the officials who are actually certified to check the conditions of, if you check bylaws, mm-hmm. check the food, mm-hmm. You know, processing industry, including just informal hawkers. If you go to where there's informal trading, we must be able to say, Logogo is selling amagwinya, has actually got a trading certificate, and has actually been assisted and empowered.
When are you bringing them, Mayor? When are you bringing all those people to the table? That's what we want to see.
Exactly. That is the type of operation that we run. Because you have a gogo who sells there. This gogo genuine from another gogo is actually selling yaupe, on the side of the road, in our taxi rank, in other corridors, in our communities. The guys, they should actually be able to be there. I mean, just now when we're dealing with illegal, foreign nationals, you go to a foreign national shop, in particular those that are, by the Pakistan and the Bangladesh, they lock themselves inside, they stay in the same, shop, they sleep there. They actually are a risk to the stuff that they're actually selling to our communities. But most importantly, our guys in economic development must also take interest, because these guys are taking the locals out of business. I mean, if you sleep in the same area, if you do everything there, it means your cost of actually selling are much lower. You don't pay tax and all those things. You can actually take a South African guy who's trading in the same bread, because there's so much cost associated with it. So there's a whole lot of conversation beyond just policing. I mean, we need Home Affairs, yes?
Mayor, can I just quickly take a quick call? Someone wants to make a quick comment, and I think they are in your area. So let me just do that quickly. Yes, Sunny Boy, you're in Benoni. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thanks for this opportunity talking to the mayor. Look, let us be honest here, and let us be realistic here. Mayor, I know all your corners. The thing is, in Benoni, we don't enforce the bylaws. I can tell you, you can even get my number on the studio and phone me tomorrow when you are doing your operations. Come, I tell you something. You guys, you are losing the fight. The foreigners are doing as they please in Benoni. Vendors are doing as they please in Benoni. If you can go pavement one by one and ask them, Pamelo, they are not South Africans. All of them, they are foreigners. And to tell you this, the authorities, they are afraid. They are scared. So I don't know how we're going to win this if the authorities are far away, because missing Metro and subs, it's not, they are not jailing. Because I don't know, their commanders, when they talk, what language are they talking? You know, for saying you are implementing this thing, then you want to speak to the community. When you want to speak to the community, you come to the community first, and then this is what you're going to tell the community. Then from there, you go on the ground and do your things. But what I'm saying, it's not on. I'm telling you, if you want me to do this for you, tomorrow morning, I can go around Benoni and take pictures. I can go to Springs, I can go to Brakpan and take pictures and send it to him, and then you send it to him.
So what would you like to see happen, Sunny Boy? What would you like to see happen?
You see, we need to reclaim back our towns. We need to reclaim back our towns. First, our towns are filthy. So I want to see boots on the ground doing what they are supposed to do. If you don't have documents, if you don't have documents to sell, you know what? Just get out. And if the pavements, I mean, they always tell us the pavements belong to municipalities. But I can't park where I'm supposed to park. If I park, I can't walk. Mm. But there is no bylaws there. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Thanks. Mr. Mayor, that's probably the sentiment you got when you went on the ground today. Just maybe your reaction to Sunnybrook.
Exactly. Our communities, they want us to act. And I understand very well where Sunnybrook comes from. It's a frustration that, we need to be there. We need to ensure that we support the guys. They must act and act firmly. You know, one of the challenges is that, you've got the city planning guys, you've got the economic development guys, you've got the environmental health guys supported by legal. They make an arrest now. The suspects lock them up, and then they queue in the regional courts. What we're trying to actually now empower is the municipal courts. We now have employed 11 legal advisors that were busy now certifying them so that they can actually do prosecution, so that we can add this capacity in the municipality, so that we don't just arrest for bylaw infringement, and then we put you in the regional courts where there's also other sorts of serious crime, and then they probably let you go there, give you bail and all those things. You are back on the street. You are also trading. So we must actually act and actually make sure that we prosecute. But importantly, if the local guys are found to be on the wrong side of the law, what type of intervention are we making to actually, ensure that we formalize them? There's a program by the province. We're working well together to ensure that we get there's a campaign that we're running, Kondisi Shishinilako, to actually get the guys to be formalized, and so that they can actually have the trading licenses. And the license says you are allowed to trade off the paving, but also what is the structure that you build up, what type of support that is, if you're an informal trader, even if you're a spaza shop for that matter, what type of support that is available from government. So there's a lot of other, aspects that we have to bring in. So while we do policing, there's an expectation that we must also be able to support. And you are saying, what other departments, and the agencies of government you have to bring in order for us to sustainable defeat, some of these illegalities that are happening. We are there, and our communities are saying, come regularly. But we also want to encourage communities to actually participate, set up district committees, set up community safety forums. We link them to precincts and police stations. We build certain zones. We ensure that there's a proper coordination. In that way, if the mayor is on an outreach, is on a walkabout, once we pass by there, and people run away, but once we pass by, they go back again and still operate. But community again, then come in and ensure that they maintain order, they take charge of those streets. But we have to, once we mobilize communities, we must also be conscious that the communities might act out of frustration, that we have a widespread act outside of what is permittable by law. Mm-hmm. So we have to structure our conversation with communities and ensure that we also do not contribute. I mean, we've seen widespread attacks on foreign nationals and other bodies. They find us guilty to say the leadership has not been able to exercise caution as they actually do their work. So it's a multi, but we think we're on a good way. We were very robust. We're able to push back. In the next few weeks of running this campaign, we formalize, we get communities involved. We've got very, dedicated groups, anti-kiting fine units across our township. Tata Zonke in Katlehong, Taliban in Tembisa, there's so many of these groups. They formalize themselves, they actually volunteer, they avail their cars, they avail even their artillery. So all what we have to do is to organize them and make sure that they are regulated so that they are not also infiltrated by wrong elements. But that is the entire, really strategy that when we fight crime, we need to a multifaceted approach, but we need leadership to make sure that there's command and control. But most importantly, we need communities to take ownership of this fight.
Mr. Mayor, you said you need time to speak to the community. We're here. Please come back for more time. We absolutely need more time with you. There's a lot to get through, and I see lots of people want to also comment. So I really appreciate you giving us your time. But we need you in studio. Come for a longer time next time. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you
very much. Ekurhuleni Meya, Dr. Nkosindiphile Gxakaza, who I think should come into studio for a bigger conversation. Let me take a quick break. I'll be back with you in a short while.
Jalefa here. Just listening to Soli mumble what he's saying. Just, there's no, it's just anger, it's frustration, anxiety, all the isms, the negativity, and negative emotions. He's been clubbed nicely by people recognizing they need to unite and not be divided by Helen Zille. Asalemo, Aline. It's fine.
Good evening, Lars Primero. People must stop being disingenuous. In politics, there are never permanent enemies. And in politics, there are no enemies. They just differ ideologically for political reasons. Secondly, people, I don't understand on what basis are they blaming Action SA for what they did with ANC in terms of agreement. DA did the same thing first. So I don't see what is wrong with Action SA doing it when Action SA did it. It was right when it's done by DA, but when it's done by Action SA, it's not wrong. No, it's uncalled for. People must relax. This is politics. People need to understand what is politics first, and then we'll all be cool.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.